This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for lots of sunshine today. High today in the low 80s. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, another nice day on the way. Students in Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools head back to school this morning. And for two elementary schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough District, the first day of the new year also marks the first day of a new era. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We're delighted to be the district's first magnet school and looking forward to the opportunities in using bilingual education to close the achievement gap, particularly for students who have historically not been successful in our schools.
That's Emily Bivens, principal at Frank Porter Graham Elementary, which reopens on Monday as a dual language magnet school, the first in the district. More than 500 kids are enrolled at FPG, about half of which are new students in the district's Spanish dual language program. Meanwhile, across town, the new Northside Elementary School is finally open for business after years in the making, with 496 students enrolled and 80 employees on staff, and school officials say they couldn't be more excited. Principal Cheryl Carnahan, formerly of Estes Hills Elementary, sums up Northside's mission statement.
Thinking, learning, and growing with purpose, persistence, and pride.
Not to mention an approach that's eminently forward-thinking while still nodding back to the past. Every facet of the new building is consciously tailored to be both eco-friendly and high-tech, from the placement of the windows to the design of the students' chairs. Reflectors and skylights throughout the building maximize natural light to save on electricity. That electricity is channeled instead into a wide variety of state-of-the-art technology, including iPads, one for every two students, high-speed wireless internet, and interactive whiteboards that also function as massive touchscreens. Chalk on a slate is ancient history. Students sit on chairs designed to allow for wiggle room. They're even comfortable for adults. And the teachers wear microphones to ensure sound quality. Here's Carnahan.
It's a different way of thinking about technology, and our focus is always on what can we do to collaborate, communicate, and create with our technology.
But even as Northside looks to the future, it also makes a concerted effort to stay rooted in its historic past. Its location at 350 Caldwell Street is also the site of the original Northside Elementary, which served as Chapel Hill's elementary school for African Americans prior to integration. That history is preserved on the first floor of the three-story building, with a commemorative wall, a trophy case, and a gallery of decades-old photos, a veritable museum of the Northside community's educational history. That history will make its way into the classrooms as well. Northside's approach revolves around student-driven, project-based learning, and Carnahan says the first school-wide project will focus on Northside.
It will be about 12 weeks, and we'll start in October, building community and looking at the history of our school site. The essential question is, how can we, as historians, document what has happened in the past and use that for the present and project to the future?
And since the school is seeking to look in two directions at once, it's only fitting that Northside's symbol is the compass. There are dozens of them on the walls, floors, even the clocks, and the team name is the Navigators. Neither Northside nor FPG are opening without controversy, of course. In 2012, parents at FPG protested strongly against the school board's decision to convert the school to a dual-language magnet. And earlier this year, parents across the district spoke out against the new redistricting plan, which moved a large number of students out of their previous schools to ease overcrowding and make way for Northside. And as students across Chapel Hill Carborough return to class, school officials behind the scenes are still contending with another round of budget cuts at the state level, not to mention the threat of an even more difficult financial strain next year when the district's fund balance is projected to run dry. Still, Monday is a day of pride and optimism for local schools, Northside, FPG, and everywhere, as thousands of Orange County students return to what remain two of the top-rated districts in North Carolina. Here's Chapel Hill Carborough District spokesperson Jeff Nash.
It is going to be a great school year in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. It was a great year last year, and we have every reason to believe that despite anything you might see coming outside the Beltline, this is going to be a great school year.
Visit this story on our website, chapelboro.com, to see photos from the new Northside Elementary. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
ACT test scores in North Carolina have dropped in 2013, including here in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, and some predict state test scores will decrease as well. System leaders say this is due to a shakeup in the North Carolina education system, which in the end, they believe will be better for students. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Diane Vilwalk, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Executive Director of Testing and Program Evaluation, said the new end of grade and end of course tests have been realigned with the ACT, the test now used as the state's measure for college readiness.
I'm going to predict that the proportion of Chapel Hill Carborough City School students who pass these tests is going to be between 50 and 75%. I think many students are going to score at lower achievement levels than they did the year before because we've raised the bar.
She said the predicted drop in test scores will not be a reason for parents to panic.
But that's because we raised the bar. It doesn't mean their children went backwards, lost ground, didn't learn enough, that kind of thing.
The walk explained that the North Carolina education system has undergone several major changes recently.
The big thing that happened last year is we all moved to brand new curriculum. You know, it was all brand new, working through some things. You can imagine if you were teaching a new course, what that would take.
The new curriculum is called the Common Core State Standards. The state adopted the Common Core Standards because research showed that North Carolina students were not ready for college coursework or the workplace.
This year, when we go to analyze test score data, we're not going to do a head-to-head comparison of the 11-12 proficiency rates and this year's proportion to met standards because it's apples to oranges. But we will be talking a lot about growth because that's the one measure that manages to go across this change between tests and curriculum changes.
Another major change is that several years ago, the State Board of Education decided that the ACT would be the state's measure of college readiness. The SAT had been the most widely used college admission test in the past. North Carolina's high school class of 2013 scored last in the nation on the ACT, according to results released Wednesday. In Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, there was a 3% drop in the number of students who met all four benchmarks in the core subjects of English, reading, mathematics, and science, according to VilWalk. North Carolina is now one of only 9 states that require every high school junior to take the ACT, not just students who plan to attend college. In 2012, before the mandatory requirement, the state ranked above the national average. The walk said the numbers may seem discouraging, but the changes in testing are a part of a greater goal to get students prepared for college. Some have criticized the increase in standard testing, including North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Who will replace former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who just resigned? We'll have that story coming up for you after Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. It's 7:15. Time now for a look at the roadway and a look at your traffic and weather together as well. All of that, we're going to do it all right now. And it's brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar, one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, Rand Northam is actually on the road this morning for a first-hand look at what's happening out there. Rand?
Just pulling into Northside Elementary School and on my way, got stopped by one bus and was behind a second. So the buses are out and picking up your students this morning, getting things ready to go as we are on the first day of classes. You might see those slow down, but other than that, things are moving pretty smoothly right now. I-40, 15-501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any additional delays, no accidents right now. Again, gives yourself a little bit of extra time as the school buses are out, plus everybody getting to work and really getting this this year kicked off here. If you see anything, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, Rand, thanks so much. And we're going to hear from Rand at the bottom of the hour about the opening of the school year at the new Northside Elementary. Rand, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ron.
7:16 at WCHL. And turning now to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it's brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 65 degrees. I beg your pardon. It is 62 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly sunny. High today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow we'll look at your partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Just a slight chance of a shower developing in the evening tomorrow night. And the overnight low in the upper 60s. A bigger chance of rain coming on Wednesday. But between now and then, really nice weather.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Ella Kinnaird lives here in Chapel Hill. She just resigned her seat in the Senate. Who will replace Ella Kinnaird? Democratic Party officials say they will take 2 weeks to decide. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Matt Hughes, chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, says plans are in place to appoint someone to fill Ellie Kinnaird's empty Senate seat.
I'm very optimistic that most of the concerns, or really just the things that people are uncertain about, will be cleared up pretty soon.
The four-member committee charged with making that choice will hold an information session for the public and potential candidates this Wednesday at the post office and courthouse on Franklin Street. Then the committee will meet in the Chatham Community Library on September 8th to make nominations and formally vote. Ellie Kinnaird announced last week she would step down from her seat in the state Senate representing District 23, a position she's held for nearly 20 years. Since then, more than half a dozen people have put their names forward for consideration. The decision will be made by the Democratic Party's District 23 Executive Committee, made up of two representatives from Orange and two from Chatham County. But depending on whom the committee chooses, the selection of a successor could launch a new round of appointments. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton is not seeking re-election, but his current term runs through December. If he were to take the Senate seat, the Board of Aldermen could appoint someone to serve as mayor until the winner of the November election is sworn in. Current Mayor Pro Tem Lydia Lavelle is the lone candidate in that mayor's race. Hughes says if current House Representative Valerie Fouché makes the move to the Senate, state party leaders will once again be responsible for choosing a replacement.
There is another committee of the Democratic Party, two representatives from Durham, two representatives from Orange, who would actually move forward in the process to fill that vacancy for House District 50.
In addition to Chilton and Fouché, five others have declared their interest in the open Senate seat, including former State Representative Alice Boardson, former Carborough Mayor Jim Porto, attorney Heidi Chapman, author and activist Amy Tiemann, and attorney Lynn Hartzell. However, that list could grow, as eligible candidates can come forward at any time up until the start of the September 8th meeting. At Wednesday's information session, candidates will have 3 minutes each to make a statement. They'll also face questions from the committee, and there is time set aside for public comment. That meeting starts at 7 o'clock in the old courthouse and post office at 179 East Franklin Street. For more on the process for the appointment, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friends, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina Republican leaders have decided it's time the state's voters get near the front of the pack for good in choosing the next president. But how North Carolina cut in line this summer for 2016 is riling up its close neighbor, because the primary would bump up against South Carolina's prized First in the South designation, threatening its influence. The national parties could penalize the state as well. The new elections overhaul law signed by Governor Pat McCrory this month schedules North Carolina's presidential preference primaries for all parties on the Tuesday immediately after South Carolina's, which had been commonly held in January or February. North Carolina's primary has traditionally been held in early May alongside the other state primary races. Legislators supporting an earlier presidential primary date say it will give North Carolina a greater say over Democratic and Republican nominees, in keeping with its growing influence as a presidential background state and the nation's 10th largest by population. Miley Post has today's commentary coming up about the hour, and one of the things he talks about is Republican influence in North Carolina and what it's done to the state's reputation. August is here. I'm feeling generous, and all month long I am giving away gift cards to some of your favorite local restaurants, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Page Road Grill, Spanky Squids, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August. And in just a little while here, I'm going to be drawing out the name of today's winner, and we'll tell you what this person won, a gift certificate worth anywhere from $25 to $100. You never know. So stay tuned. That's coming up in just a little while here on WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Ryan Stutz. Steve Spurrier loves to beat North Carolina. He will get another opportunity when the sixth-ranked Gamecocks get another chance on Thursday night. They open the season against the Tar Heels. It's the first game of the college football season. We will have it for you right here on WCHL, of course. And a lot of Tar Heel fans don't particularly like Steve Spurrier. Spurrier got his college football coaching start at Duke in 1987 and won all three meetings with rival North Carolina before moving on to become the head coach at Florida. Spurrier has always been grateful that Duke gave him the chance to coach, and he said yesterday it's still special when he faces North Carolina. Spurrier has won 20 straight openers, including all eight since joining the Gamecocks. If Spurrier continues that streak, you can count on All-American defensive end Jadeveon Clowney to play a big role. A lot of people say he is the best college football player in the country, and we know how good he is. Of course, Terriers say they are ready for that. They are not intimidated. They're ready to get the season opener underway. Terriers getting ready. Game time on Thursday night, and of course, we'll have it for you right here on WCHL. As far as Jadeveon Clowney is concerned, Spurrier says the young man has had a strong camp. He's ready to go. That after a season-ending injury last season that was pretty serious, but he's going to be ready to go for North Carolina. Well, the Carolina Panthers have signed free agent offensive lineman Trevell Horton. Horton played the first eight seasons of his NFL career with the Panthers after being selected by the team in the third round of the 2004 draft. He was with the Panthers from 2004 through 2011. Horton signed with the Cincinnati Bengals just last year before suffering a knee injury and missing the season. Horton started all 99 games he played for the Panthers, and now he's back. Kalia Ojai scored a pair of goals. Crystal Dunn added her third goal of the weekend as number one North Carolina defeated VCU 4-0 before 919 fans at the Klockner Classic over the weekend. Ojai, the senior forward from Draper, Utah, had the game winner in the 23rd minute and then added an insurance goal in the 69th minute of action. Paige Nielsen also scored for the Tar Heels. Crystal Dunn had her third goal of the weekend as she dribbled through several defenders to score unassisted in the 73rd minute. Sophomore midfielder Caroline Lindquist and freshman midfielder Cameron Castleberry each posted their first career points with assists in the match. UNC outshot the Rams 30-4 and had a 14-1 edge in corner kicks over Virginia Commonwealth. Coach Anson Dorrance played all 26 players who dressed up for the game. All 26 played at least 10 minutes. For the full report on the Tar Heel victory, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Hey, let's all get a kick out of watching Thomas Moore this season for Carolina. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Though he has enough experience to be called a veteran, junior place kicker Thomas Moore has finally escaped the long shadow of the Barth brothers to earn the place kicking job for the Tar Heels. And we should all be especially proud because Moore is the first football player from East Chapel Hill High School to earn a regular spot on the UNC football field. Moore has subbed ably the last two seasons when Casey Barth was injured, but the big story is that this is the first year since 2004 when someone not named Barth will be kicking for Carolina. The new starter is Moore, the 5'10 son of Robert and Margaret Moore, and a former all-conference gritter for the Wildcats who booted a 50-yarder to beat Northern Durham on homecoming as a senior. The spotlight will clearly be on the double major in Management and Society and Communication Studies. He might have made 6 of 10 field goals and shared the kickoff duties with Trace Jones as a freshman, but that was the so-called interim season of Everett Withers when there were a lot bigger stories surrounding the UNC football program. And Moore did not make any bad news when he went back in for the injured Barth as a sophomore. In fact, he combined with Casey for a school record 176 consecutive PATs while making a perfect 12 of 12 himself. His most clutch game was against Maryland, converting a career-high 6 points after on a 22-yard field goal. And if I remember correctly, the Tar Heels needed every one of those points in the regular season finale slash hand-wringer. The one-time walk-on begins his junior year on the biggest stage of them all, Thursday night at South Carolina on ESPN, the official start of the college football season against Steve Spurrier's sixth-ranked Gamecocks in front of 90,000 frothing fans in Williams-Brice Stadium. Makes me nervous just talking about it. Moore seems ready, having made 80% of his kicks in the preseason, and luckily having both practiced with and gotten the chance to kick in place of Barth. Moore says he hopes the Carolina family legend of Connor and Casey has left its touch on him. We hope so too, Wildcat. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before have we sold 150 BMWs in 1 month. We want to blow that threshold away. Lease the 2013 BMW 320i for $319 per month. That's luxury and ultimate driving for $319 per month. Delivered with the performance promise. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington, and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $3,687 due at signing. Includes $500 loyalty cash and excludes tax tag and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $3,675 and selling price of $34,250. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com where sales and service specials abound. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. 97.9 FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system. Good morning, it is 7:28. Apparently everything is working just fine this morning, and let me take this opportunity to reach out here and grab another name, a winner in the Gift Card Mania Month competition, and today's winner is Jamie Nunnally of Chapel Hill. Jamie Nunnally. Let me draw from this glass bowl here, and I'll tell you what she has won. Jamie Nunnally, all right? You get a $50 gift card to Glass Half Full in Carborough. Jamie Nunnally, the winner of a $50 gift card to Glass Half Full in Carborough. Congratulations. If you'd like to win, still a few days left in the month of August, simply go to WCHL's Facebook contest page, get entered, and you may be a winner over the next few days here. Congratulations again to Jamie Nunnally of Chapel Hill.
Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions. Since May, we have had twice the normal rainfall, and that is plenty of water to push many rain gutter systems beyond their limit. Whether your gutters are worn out, need repairs, or poorly designed from the start, Gutter Solutions can help. Find us online at chimneysplusgutters.com and protect your home from the ravages of out-of-control rainwater. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
7:30 WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Legacy Investments. Attend a free seminar on group insurance programs for small business owners and find out how to save money and offer your employees better coverage. Call 919-960-1547. Legacy Investments. 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly sunshine. High today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low about 58 degrees. And then tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 80s. Pretty good weather here over the next couple of days. We'll have a slight chance of rain developing tomorrow night, but between now and then, it's going to be just about perfect.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Hey, I'm Dave Barrett. Another complication in Syria.
The United Nations says their team of weapons inspectors was deliberately fired at in Syria this morning as they traveled to the scene of this alleged chemical attack. Nobody was injured, and the inspectors will continue their work, which was scheduled to begin today after the Syrian government bowed to international pressure.
That's CBS's Holly Williams.
President Assad knows the U.S. is considering military options in response to this attack. In that interview with Russian journalists, Assad warned the U.S. not to get involved, saying failure awaits the United States, as in all previous wars it's unleashed, starting with Vietnam.
White House correspondent Major Garrett.
The question really is the scale of the military response, and high-level conversations between the United States government, Britain, France, and Germany are part of an intense effort to build a broad coalition outside of the United Nations Security Council in support of a military strike, probably defined by U.S. cruise missile strikes from Navy vessels.
The U.S. has moved another destroyer into the Mediterranean. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:32, it is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, and time now to turn to Rand Norton, who is on the road this morning. In fact, he is at the brand new Northside Elementary School. First day of school. Rand, how's it going?
Ron, it's going great. Lots of happy faces, lots of smiles here, and the greeting this morning is Good Morning Navigators. The new Northside Elementary School is open. Students are filing in, and again, here's Dr. Tom Fraselli. He just walked out of the front door and is standing on the front steps greeting people now as well. And I just actually spoke with a student who said he's excited not about recess, not the things that you usually hear, but about seeing his friends, about seeing his family here at the school as well, and about getting this school year started.
I'm certain of that, and that's good to hear, because usually when you ask kids that question, they say, recess. That's my favorite time of the day. But today is special for Chapel Hill Cumberland City Schools for a couple of big reasons. The new Northside Elementary School, the new Magnet School at FBG. So it's kind of a monumental day here. And Rand, we especially appreciate your reporting this morning.
Certainly, and another great thing, too, I'll mention real quick. I spoke with a parent as well talking about the technology, and she said, this is the first time I've seen on any kind of school list that headphones were necessary. I need headphones for the iPad. So definitely a difference, a new way of looking at things here, a very technology-based here at Northside, and just the start of things to come here within the district, I'm sure. But again, lots of smiles and lots of people filing in this morning at the new Northside Elementary School. The doors are open.
Rand, Northside has been a long time in coming. A lot of planning has gone into this. Just a lot of people haven't had an opportunity to actually see it yet. Just looking at it, what do you think?
Oh, it's beautiful, Ron. It's got a great face to it. I was actually driving around the community, and it's just, it's beautiful. It's brick-based, obviously, but then it looks like the gym off to the left here has a little shape to it, a semicircle, a half oval there. Just a different. It doesn't, it's not the old just brick school. It's got a very nice look. The flags are not up yet as the sun is just rising here. I'm sure they'll get those up here pretty soon. But everything built very well. The one thing I will say that they're having a little bit of problem with this morning is parking. They had to kick me out of a parking lot, actually, because they needed a place for staff, obviously, and I was happy to give that spot up. I drove down the street. But a little bit of a problem with parking as they try to make sure that all the staff has room for that with all the parents coming in and taking their kids into school today.
Well, it's going to be an exciting day, not only there at Northside, but all over the community. And, Rand, thanks so much for reporting, and we'll see you back here in the studio in a little while.
That sounds good. Thank you, Ron.
That is Rand Northam on the road this morning, Northside Elementary School, the brand-new school opening today. It is the first day of school, and we again remind you, please be careful. Drive with a little extra care today. Because not only do we have the opening of the school day here, but we got a lot of kids and a lot of adults as well who don't quite know the routine yet. They don't quite know where they're going and what they're supposed to do and all that sort of thing. So please drive with some extra caution. Not only is it opening day for the Chapel Hill Cumberland City School System, but also the Orange County School System, totally separate system. They're having their first opening day as well. And a lot of excitement in our community, no question about it, just as the campus begins to come alive again. So, it definitely is fall. It's time to get back to it. And a $3 million initiative, all 46 of UNC's on-campus residence hall will have Wi-Fi access by the start of the spring 15 semester. Larry Hicks is Director of Housing and Residential Education at Carolina. He says the university will install 2,000 wireless access points that will provide coverage to 3.3 million square feet of residence hall space.
So over the last several years, particularly with the proliferation of smartphones and iPads and other devices that really use wireless almost exclusively, we started seeing more and more of a need.
Hicks explains that the first phase of the project is complete and Wi-Fi has been installed in dorms on South Campus. The project, which was launched in May and is funded by University Priorities and Budget Committee, is a collaborative effort between Information Technology Services, the Department of Housing and Residential Education, the Residence Hall Association, and ResNet. Stan Waddell, interim vice chancellor for infrastructure and operations, says Wi-Fi connectivity within residence halls at Carolina was only available in common room areas and lounges, and coverage within student rooms ranged from minimal to none.
It's just not become practical to rely wholly on wired network connectivity for a residential setting.
An annual survey found that the university was behind in the realm of IT compared to other peer institutions. Waddell says the need for an expansive Wi-Fi network became a very clear necessity.
That's something the students have been fairly vocal about over the last couple of years, is having more wireless connectivity in the dorm rooms. And it was heard. It's just now we're in a situation financially and technologically to be able to offer this.
Waddell says Wi-Fi will be installed in four phases over the next 18 months. WCHL News Time, 7:38. Coming up, today's commentary in the way from Wiley Post. He talks about the Republican legislature and the effect it has had on the state of North Carolina. That'll be followed by What You're Saying in the Street and all the usual stuff this half hour. We'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have the clean joke of the day, the word of the day from Wayne Pond, today's WCHL hometown hero. All that coming up in the next few minutes.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We will get you to the closing table.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance 400. I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Chevrolet. Never before have we sold 400 cars in the auto mall in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Many new Chevys have as low as 1.9% financing for up to 72 months. That's like free money. We have the full model lineup, all with huge reductions off of MSRP. So finding the right payment for your budget is really easy. Plus, we absolutely won't be undersold. We'll beat any deal from any Chevrolet dealer, period. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 400 cars this month, every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a free weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a vehicle to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! Performance Chevrolet 400, your opportunity to win.
Dealer retains rebates. Financing with approved credit. Exact make and model with identical equipment and features. Exceptions may apply. Performance reserves the right to purchase the competing dealer's vehicle. Applies only to new in-stock Chevrolet inventory. See dealer for details. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
58 degrees this morning in Chapel Hill, 57 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler, 740 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Since taking control of the governorship and tightening their control of the state legislature in 2012, Republicans have turned North Carolina into a prime example of destruction that occurs when the GOP has complete power in any state. Over the past 7 months, conservatives have made efforts to enact extreme right-wing policies that have turned the state into a national laughingstock and one of the worst states to live. While opposed to universal background checks on people to buy guns, Republicans passed a bill requiring any person who applies for federal or state assistance to undergo a background check and drug test. 70,000 North Carolinians have lost the federal benefits because of the GOP war on welfare recipients and the unemployed. Speaking of guns, rather than pass gun control laws to keep our children from getting shot and killed, Republicans in North Carolina doubled down on gun rights, passing a bill allowing people to carry guns in playgrounds and bars, and what could possibly go wrong with that? Tax cuts for the rich, increased fees for the poor, Republicans also passed a bill giving a $10,000 tax cut to North Carolina millionaires, a tab of which will be paid by the poor, who will see their taxes and everyday fees rise to pay for the cut. So the wealthy once again get to walk all over the poor, because Republicans think punishing the poor is better than raising taxes on people who can actually afford it. This measure could go hand in hand with a voting measure that raises campaign contribution levels to $5,000. That hefty tax cut on the rich will go directly to the Republican Party reelection funds. North Carolina Republicans also want their citizens to be stupid. That's why they introduced a bill to strip public schools of a whopping $90 million and give the cash to a private for-profit schools instead. North Carolina has become the most backward state in the nation, and the Republican Party is squarely to blame. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM. WCHL.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carrboro school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
Small business owners, would you like to increase employee health care coverage and save money? If so, you need to attend a free seminar at noon on Tuesday, September 10th at the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. Bill Rice, CEO of Messer Financial in Charlotte, will explain his revolutionary private exchange system that saves small business owners an average of 30 to 50% on their current group plan, but with much better coverage. Admission is free and lunch will be served. Seating is limited, so call now, 919-960-1547.
Well, good morning. It is 7:45 at WCHL. As you know from just a few minutes ago, Rand Northam on the road this morning covering the opening of the city schools today. First day of school back. Kind of an exciting time. And Rand, I wonder if you could tell us, before you take a look at morning traffic, what's happening at our website today, chapelboro.com.
Well, our website is buzzing as usual, and it's just about to pick up even more. The summer did not provide any kind of relief for the area, as it was quite the busy summer. And Ron, you got to miss about 2 weeks of it because it was quite a happening place with Ellie Kinnaird making her announcements and resigning from her post, and now trying to fill that spot. So we've got all that coverage for you, but P.G. Martin has a new spot up on our website, a new column that you'll want to check out, and we'll be hearing from him on Wednesday on the airwaves on WCHL. Also, last week I was able to speak with Annie Baggett, the executive director of the North Carolina Riding Center, and they had their event this past weekend, a great event to raise money for those who have mental disabilities and mental challenges that can be helped through riding and through using hands-on experiences like that, like riding a horse, and it really does help them tremendously. Well, Susan Murray made it out to that event and was able to get some great photos. You can find those on our website, chapelboro.com. Of course, North Carolina football about to kick off this Thursday, and we'll have comprehensive coverage on our website, chapelboro.com, as well.
All right. Hey, thanks a bunch, and go to the website, check it all out, chapelboro.com. And Rand, you ready for traffic?
I am ready. Hit me with it.
All right, let's do it. Hey, time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, back to Rand with a look at the roadways.
Well, traffic moving quickly in and around the Northside Elementary School as the doors are open, parents dropping off their kids. Didn't hear anybody screaming or crying, so everything's going well at Northside Elementary this morning. Otherwise, things are still moving smoothly on the roadways. Do remind you that traffic might be a little slower this morning with the buses out there, and you should use a little bit of extra time to get ready this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54 on the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call on 919-967-8363. Sorry, just ran up a hill. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
Hey, Rand, one quick question. I don't want to get too excited here, but it appears since I got back in town yesterday that Weber Dairy Road construction is finished.
You know what? I hesitate to say it's completely finished. There's a couple bus turnouts and one intersection or two that still needs paving, and they got to put the lines down. But, Ron, we're almost there.
I didn't see any construction cones or barrels or anything like that.
Yeah, those are removed. I mean, so, that's the best news of all.
It's insanity. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you a little bit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather presented this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and take home a Dickie's family pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. It is 59 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunshine, high today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy, slight chance of showers, and the low in the upper 60s. And on Wednesday, a mostly cloudy day, just a slight chance of a shower and or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s. So actually pretty good weather here for the next 3 days or so. 749 at WCHL. Wayne Pond joins us now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Ron Boy, welcome back.
Thank you so much. And the same to you. I've missed talking to you.
Well, listen, you rascal. As I understand it, my spies tell me that you and Bev had a great time, but glad you're back in the old radio saddle there, Parker.
Yeah, well, we did have a good time, and aside from the debacle trying to get back, everything was good.
Ah, well, all right. Let's not go down that road. That's altogether too familiar anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, suppose you'd had somebody who would have warned you about that in advance. That's a little hint as to the road we're going to travel here, looking for the word of the day, Ron. The word of the day is Cassandra. Cassandra, C as in cat, C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A. It is a name, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I believe, what the etymologists call, or the linguists call, an eponym. This is a word whose definition derives from events or ideas associated with a person, living or fictional or not fictional. You remember who Cassandra was? Return with us now to those thrilling days of Greek yesteryear. You got any idea?
I remember there was a girl in my high school by the name of Cassandra, but other than that, no.
Speaking of ancient history, well, Cassandra is the Greek maiden who was cursed by Apollo with the gift of prophecy, and therefore the word has come down to us to mean somebody who predicts the future, but basically in a very negative sense, somebody who is cursed or blessed with the ability to predict the future. Largely in terms of disaster or misfortune. The story is that Apollo cursed Cassandra with the gift of prophecy, which might sound like a good thing, but there was one little legal writer or footnote there. Nobody would believe her.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, we get the word Cassandra, C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A, strictly speaking, a daughter of Priam in Greek mythology, who was endowed with the gift of prophecy, but more generally now, somebody who predicts misfortune or disaster. So, I was headed into this thinking, you know, we got football coming up, so the world is now full of Cassandras telling us, you know, what's going to happen with all the local football teams.
Well, exactly. Exactly. That's a good word. I like it.
All right, pal. Well, listen, I'm glad you're back. Big hug from me and Mary Donna, and I will talk to you in the morning.
All right, Wayne. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franken Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. And if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. All right, time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL. Lauren Stafford is not here this morning, so I'm going to fill in. Capably, I don't know, but I have a really short joke for you. Perfect for the first day of school. Kids going back to school this morning, you can probably identify with this. Why was school easier for cave people? Why was school easier for cave people? Well, the answer is because there was no history to study. I mean, seriously, think about that. That's way back in the days when Wayne Pond went to school. There was no history then. I'm sorry. 753 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kathy Porter is Executive Director of the RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program, a part of the Orange County Department on Aging. And Kathy Porter is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Well, the RSVP program is the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, and we basically recruit volunteers that are 55 years of age and over, and we recruit them and refer them to nonprofit agencies throughout the community. At this time, we have approximately 550 volunteers that work in over 100 different nonprofit agencies and programs.
That is just amazing. And you're talking about some people who put in a lot of hours doing this.
Yes, we are. We have some volunteers that almost look at it as a full-time job, working in several different agencies maybe. It is something that it takes great dedication for some people. On the other hand, you've got people that maybe work once a month for maybe 4 hours, or maybe they work several times a year doing one-shot volunteer assignments, helping out with a health fair or a street festival or just one-time things.
Kathy Porter has served as director of the RSVP program for a long time.
Been with the program here in Orange County for 25 years now, and as executive director, 19 years as executive director.
Wow, that's been a long time, and I know you've worked with some wonderful people, and I guess that probably is one of the main pleasures of the job, getting to work with such great people, at the same time knowing that you're really helping the Orange County community.
Oh, yes. We not only work with nonprofit agencies, we have several programs that we coordinate ourselves through RSVP, and one of those programs is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, where we work with people who have low to middle incomes, and we prepare their tax returns.
RSVP hosts an annual recognition luncheon. This year's event was a lot of fun.
It sure was. We had about 350 people there, volunteers mostly, but then we had some of our local representatives who came to help us recognize the volunteers, and so it was a wonderful event.
Kathy Porter, thank you for all you do to make Orange County a better place in which to live. Kathy Porter, director of the RSVP program. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
The Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness is seeking volunteers and donations for Project Connect. This is a free event that provides essential services to those who otherwise could not afford them. Volunteers can greet guests and assist with the event setup and breakdown. Project Connect will be on Thursday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center at 216 North Roberson Street in Chapel Hill. For more information, call 919-245-2496.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
757 at WCHL. First day of school. Please be careful out there. A lot of school buses out there. A lot of kids walking around, and some don't quite know what they're doing yet because it is the first day of school. Everybody trying to get adjusted to a new routine. Congratulations again to Jamie Nunnally of Chapel Hill, who won our latest gift card from WCHL. August is Gift Card Mania Month. Jamie gets a $50 gift card from Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant in downtown Carrboro. And you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook contest page within the next few days. It only goes through the end of August. And get eligible, and then I could be announcing your name right here on WCHL in the morning.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunshine today. High today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, another great day. Sunny with a high in the upper 80s. And that's why they call it the southern part of heaven.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our...